Welcome to the Business Shop Podcast, where our guests speak on meeting the challenges of entrepreneurship, as well as offer tips and advice on business, marketing, technology, and more. Whether you are a newbie or a seasoned professional, this episode is for you. I am your host, Audrey Wiggins.
Let's chop it up. Chop Squad, I am like overexcited today. We have a great guest. His name is Brendan Kumarasamy. Brendan is the founder of Master Talk. He coaches ambitious executives and entrepreneurs to become top 100% or top 1%, I should say, communicators in their industry. He also has a popular YouTube channel called Master Talk, and I am hooked. So you guys, well, I hope you will be the same once we get finished with this episode. The goal of Master Talk is to provide free access to communication tools for everyone in the world. Now, he's the CEO and a public speaking coach. Brendan, welcome again to the Business Shop. I'm excited to have you here today. I feel like I know you, like we're bosom buddies. I've been tuning into Master Talk on a daily basis with the current ones and going back and look at some of the previous posts you've had on YouTube. But tell us how you got started in this communication business. I mean, wow.
Yeah, absolutely, Audrey. Thanks for having me. It's great to be here. Yeah, you know, for me, the story started when I was in college. I went to business school. And funny enough, I studied in accounting. That's what I graduated in. I thought I was going to be a numbers guy my whole life.
Introvert.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, it's only the opposite. So I start doing the competitions, and they're called case competitions, Audrey. Think of it like professional sports, but okay, for nerds. So while other guys my age were playing football or basketball, I wasn't one of those guys.
Wow.
I was doing presentations competitively, and that's how I learned how to speak. Yeah, it's absolutely nuts. And then as I got older, I started coaching a lot of the students on how to speak, not because I was a great coach, but because they had nobody better. And I accidentally got really good at coaching other people how to communicate, and that's what led to Master Talk.
Wow. I want to back up there because nothing is by accident. It's just that it was at a certain time when you were ready. You know how they say when the student is ready, the teacher appears. So you appeared when it was time. I'm elated. I'll be honest with you. Well, what step is just so much running through my head right now? Say, so what do you actually do, say, in your business as a speaking coach when people come to you, and how does that, what is that process?
Yeah, for sure, Audrey. So, of course, when I started Master Talk, it never really was a business. You know, the first 50 people I had coached was for free, right? Because I was still a student in college. And the reason I started making YouTube videos was to help people who couldn't afford a coach. So it's literally the opposite, which is funny. But then later in life, what I realized, which of course today, you know, I've done okay for myself. But, you know, today what I've realized is a lot of people, especially executives, want to pay speech coaches because they don't have time to go through 100 videos on my channel. They just go, why don't you just hold my hand directly? I'll pay you whatever you want. And that's what ended up happening later. So what Master Talk turned into is still the media company, the mission of how do we bring communication for free for the world. And I'm glad you're enjoying the videos. And then the other part of that is saying and creating a private practice for high-level executives and entrepreneurs who want support to get better at speaking. So I coach them myself on a private basis. And that's how we've built the business in the back end.
People growing up through the ladder, if they have a great skill or great talent in whatever, you know, whatever that industry is. But in order really for them to make it to that pivotal point to really want to go, they have to know how to communicate. And I know I'm in a university and an engineering, I'm not an engineer, but in that area. So you'll find a lot of people are introverted, but they have great talent and great skills and, you know, the ability, you know, for their mind to conceive and create things. But some of them, you know, don't have the ability to express them. You know, tell us about the importance of that and how we can really, you know, move forward.
Yeah, absolutely, Audrey. And I could relate, you know, most of my clients are in the technology space for that reason. They're usually more in middle management relative to entry level, but, you know, they become directors of engineering. They're like, well, I don't know what to do anymore. Like, I'm not coding. So how do I communicate? How do I lead teams? But how this brings back to tips, you know, for me, communication is like juggling 18 balls at the same time, Andre. So one of those balls. Yeah, one of those balls is eye contact. One of those balls is storytelling. One of those balls is facial expressions. And the list goes on. So for me, the question has simply been, what are the three easiest balls to juggle? So let me give you the first one, which is the random word exercise. Take a word like headset, like earphone, like sound, like chair, and create random presentations out of thin air. So if you take the word cup, do a 60-second presentation on cup. And if you do that 5 times a day, you'll be way more comfortable thinking on your feet and engaging in the unknown with people around you.
What are some other tips that you can give us as business owners? How do we express ourselves with our clients, with our teammates, or even our vendors?
Yeah, absolutely, Audrey. So definitely practicing the random word exercise every single day is a great practice. And what I always recommend for people who have children, especially, is do this with them. Do this. Make this a family activity. Make this fun. Because the goal here is volume. Where it's not about doing it well, it's about doing it 100 times. That's really the key. And once we get to that place, we're going to get the result. The second part of that situation, Audrey, is an exercise I teach called the question drill. We get asked questions all the time in our lives as business owners, as employees, as executives of companies. But a lot of us are not prepared for those questions. I'll give you an example for me. A few years ago when I started guesting on podcasts, I was not this slick. Trust me. I was horrible at speaking. I remember some guy came up to me and he said, "Hey, Brendan, where does the fear of communication come from?" And I looked at him, Andre, and I said, "I don't know, dude. Los Angeles? You tell me. Like New York City?" So I didn't know the answer. So how did I fix this? Every single day for 5 minutes, I just answered one question that I thought the world would ask about my expertise. So day one was, hey, where does the fear come from? Day two is, how do you overcome that fear? Day three is, what tips do you have for introverts? But if you do that, Audrey, 5 minutes a day for a year, you'll have answered 365 questions about your industry and your business, and you'll be bulletproof.
Wow. Lots of times you're right about expert. We can stand on any stage, whether it's in a boardroom or a Zoom meeting or a physical stage with 5,000 folks out there. Sometimes, you know, some people might think, well, you know, that's real simplistic, but I think it sounds like there's got to be some sound theory behind that for sure.
Absolutely. Yeah. So the theory behind that is going back to most of the questions we get asked when we respond to them. It comes from a place of spontaneity rather than thoughtfulness. So let's say somebody asks you a question, you go, oh, I got to figure something out right now, versus you've drilled the exercise so much that there's no question that you haven't thought of in advance. And that's what's great about staying in the same industry. Like most successful business owners don't have 10 different businesses. They have one that they're really, really talented at. So if you practice it just for that one business, you'll definitely make more money and you'll create more impact for sure.
And how can this help us with our elevator speech? Is that the same concept?
So elevator speech is the practice regimen is the same, but the format is a little bit different. So the first part to elevator speeches, Audrey, is realizing that elevator pitches are always contextual to the person you're speaking with. So if you're doing an elevator pitch that's really formal, like a competition, it follows a set of rules. But if you're at a bar and you're talking to someone randomly, you're not sitting there and going, "This is my elevator pitch." It sounds kind of weird. So you need to contextualize the language of your pitch based on the context you're in. So more casual for the bar setting or just, you know, event setting to, hey, if you're in a competition and it's formal and you're raising capital, a lot more formal. But there's three main questions you want to ask in an elevator pitch. Who are you? What do you do? And why do you do it? So let's say when I'm at a cocktail, which is rare these days, but when somebody invites me and I kind of have to go and people ask me what I do for a living, I just say this. Hi, my name is Brendan Kumaraswamy. I'm the founder of MasterTalk. And I believe the next Elon Musk is a 7-year-old girl who can't afford a communication coach. I create free resources online to help with their communication. And I coach executives on the side. That's the way that I introduce myself. So people know who I am, what I do, but more importantly, why I do. Why is this important? And that's how people should do elevator pitches.
So why is it important to them or why is it important to you?
Why is it important to Great question, by the way. I think it's, why is it important for everybody? So you and the people around you. I think the focus at the beginning should always be, why is it important to other people? So notice how my pitch didn't have like, because I'm passionate about speaking because I love speaking, but more about the 7-year-old girl who can't afford a coach. And then when people get to know me, then I, like you are right now, actually. Now I go through my personal story. Hey, how did this all start? All that stuff.
We're kind of winding down, and it seems this is just went too fast for me. We're going to have to do this again. What would be your top tip?
Yeah, absolutely, Audrey. And we're happy to do this again. You know, for me, it really comes down to the most important tip, which is, are we booking 15 minutes in our calendar every single day to work on this? Because a lot of people are listening to this right now, and they're going, wow, Audrey, you brought in some cool guy. You know, this Brendan guy, he's got YouTube videos. He's sharing the random word exercise. Whoa, I never thought about that. Pick a word, give a presentation, question drills. Whoa, I never thought about that. If I just do that, I'll get way better. And then the third one, which is sending video messages to clients. I make so much money, Audrey, from literally sending video messages to my clients on their birthday. That's it. Like, there's no sales pitch. It's just like, hey, Julia, guess whose birthday it is? I have a stupid hat on that I buy from Amazon. Guess whose birthday it is? And literally 10% of the time when I send these videos to clients, they go, Brendan, you're so sweet. Hey, by the way, I forgot to introduce you to this vice president. You got to have lunch with them. Boom, deal. Deal closed in like one lunch. But the problem, Audrey, is people don't do any of the exercises. So you got to book some time. You could hear me and you talk all day, but if you want to get better at speaking, you got to book some time and do all three.
Unfortunately, we have to like turn you off and turn ourselves on.
That's actually the key,
Oh my goodness, Brendan, this has been awesome. And this, although this was short, it was power packed for sure. And so I'm going to get this out there, and we're going to have to schedule some time. We can come back and do it again.
Absolutely, Audrey. Such a gift. Thanks for having me on the show.
Yeah, you're welcome. Take care.
To work with Brendan or sit in on one of his action-packed webinars and get those communication tools, please visit rockstarcommunicator.com, rockstarcommunicator.com.
Thank you for listening to The Business Chop. We hope that you were able to glean valuable information from our guest and that you will download and share this podcast. Your rating and review is much appreciated. To go deeper with our guests, please visit their website and social channels. To learn more about us, please visit businesschop.info or altogether.biz, where we will help you expand your brand.